Movies Are a Thing is a weekly podcast going over the movies premiering this week.
And any other movie-related tangents we decide to venture off on today.
Hello and welcome to Movies Are a Thing. My name is John.
My name is Alan.
And I'm Travis.
And here's our podcast, once again, for this week.
It just seems to get further and further away, doesn't it?
We thought we were so close.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
I mean, because Mulan was supposed to come out this month,
mm-hmm.
but that got delayed again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's supposed to be this week, wasn't it? Sometime this week.
24th?
Okay, next week.
Yeah.
And then Tenet was supposed to come out in like 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
which kind of depresses me, not only because Tenet was supposed to come out, it should have been out now,
yep.
but that August is almost already here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like the month of August, but it's like, it's a little depressing to me because I'm like, oh man, here, this is our last grasp of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
gotta milk it. We're only halfway through July, which is nice, but.
Yeah.
Getting there. We're getting there, I think, but. Alrighty. How have your weeks been going, guys?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't complain. Same old, same old. Haven't gone to the movie theater since March.
same.
I've only seen the one, as I said, Twister, but
mm-hmm. other hey, than it's that, better than nothing.
That's true.
Right. It's better than us.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. No no new movies you caught on Netflix or anything like that, or
I've just been watching Lucifer. I didn't watch any new movies or anything yet.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched anything new. The only thing I started was My Hero Academia.
Okay.
The anime, which is not a movie, but
yeah. No movies for me this week.
Alrighty. Okay, well, fine. If you guys want to be boring that way, whatever.
Did you watch anything?
No.
No? Oh, but okay.
What did you do, John? Can you knock it off?
What did I do? Oh, man.
What didn't you do?
Yard work. Some yard work.
Yeah, I did that too.
Little bit of yard work.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Nice.
And then, other than that, what was it? It was, oh right, absolutely nothing.
Well, I mean, if you're a homeowner,
yeah.
as we both are, we all know, yard work comes with the territory.
It
no
does.
Pun, but.
Bad. Alrighty. Well, I guess in that case.
So you literally just went to work, went home.
Basically.
And you didn't watch any movies?
Basically.
What'd you do then? A little bit of yard work and then what?
Watch Twitch?
I guess that worked. I was like, what'd you watch?
YouTube.
Yeah, okay. Then man. Yeah, you're the guy who watched 6 hours of roller coaster footage.
How do you remember that?
It's not something you necessarily forget when somebody tells you.
yeah, I guess. Whatever.
Were you hoping I'd forget? It sounded like you were.
Just wasn't expecting it to be brought up. That's it.
All right, now I have a question. Was it like POV shots
oh, yeah.
of people on? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's kind of cool.
No, but I couldn't do that now because it just makes me sad.
Oh, yeah. Is Valley Fair even open?
I don't think so.
I will double check.
I just thought about that. I mean, not that I go there very often, but I just thought about that. I'm like, wait a minute, is that open?
Valley Fair is temporarily closed.
Figured.
Wow.
Dang, like the hottest summer we've had in a while and
mm-hmm.
can't even have it open.
Can't go to the water park, can't go on any of the water rides, Thunder Mountain.
You can go to, oh yeah, does that mean, I'm going to call it what everyone knows it as. Is Camp Snoopy closed? Like, you can't go on rides there?
Nickelodeon Universe?
Camp Snoopy?
It'll always be Camp Snoopy.
It will be. It will always be Camp Snoopy.
But Nickelodeon Universe, for those of our younger listeners who may not be as well-informed or have had as good of a childhood. Anyway, but.
one of my friends from high school, basically, when they changed it over to Nickelodeon Universe, said that they had taken his childhood, ripped it apart, and painted it orange, aqua, and fuchsia.
Essentially.
That seems about right.
Right. But yeah, it is temporarily closed.
Yeah. I mean,
well, quote unquote temporarily.
You can go to the pools at the gym. I know Lifetime pools are open.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no water slides or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing like that. So
2020 is pretty much like a wash.
Yeah.
I mean, the best part of 2020 so far is that I got a new job. For me, that's my highlight.
I'd have to say my highlight as of right now for 2020 is hosting a secret movie night.
That's up there.
Ooh, okay.
That one was pretty sweet.
Mainly because we were so well received.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a lot better than I thought. Don't worry, I'm going to frame it. So I haven't gotten rid of it yet.
No, I was just looking to see where it was.
Yeah, it's down here.
It's there.
It's an awkward size poster, so mm-hmm. I should have just asked him that night, been like, you got a frame laying around that I can put this in, or?
I got $5.
Like, that was still the last, so long ago now, already. It feels like forever ago, but I mean, what, June, April, May, 4 months?
Yeah.
Essentially?
Yeah, no, it was the third Thursday. In March.
And we're about to have the third.
It'd be the third Thursday in July.
Yeah. Dang. Wow.
It hasn't even been a half a year yet.
But it feels so long ago.
It does. It really does.
Because it just seems foreign to like be out and about going to movies. I mean, I've gone out to patios and stuff and like eating at restaurants outside and everything, which makes me feel a little bit normal nowadays, but... Yeah, not going to movies and stuff. Oof, mm-hmm. That's probably the biggest thing. Like right now, I don't feel like there's anything in my life that I'm like, dang it, COVID, you're ruining it. That's until football comes, then we'll see. Well, it already did ruin my trip to the draft, so.
Right, right.
But like at the current moment in time, I'm like, I don't feel like it's ruining anything for me.
Well, just wait until state fair time comes around, and then you'll be like, oh, that's right. We can't even do that.
No, I
less than a month and a half away. That.
Yeah, I said, I always, after the 4th of July, I'm always like, all right, well, next thing to look forward to, state fair. And this year I was like, crap.
No cookies, no bottomless milk, no.
I went to Cabela's today.
Yeah.
Haven't been there in literally years.
Mm-hmm.
Like I walked in and I was like, dang. I was like, I don't remember the store at all. But... They had a State Fair mini donut stand on the outside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have seen a few of those around, like a few State Fair food trucks around.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Sweet Martha's to pop up. My buddy brought over cheese curds from the State Fair. I don't know why, though. It's not the same if you're not there. Like, I ate the cheese curds, and I was like, yeah, they're fine, but I was like, something different about sitting here eating it in my kitchen.
Yeah, it's the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, well, if you had them brought to you, they're going to be, you know, just that much older now.
Yeah, they weren't hot. They were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wherever Sweet Martha's pops up at, I'm going to go there. Because then you get them fresh.
Yep.
I know here in Rockford at the SA station, they have a cheese curd stand that goes up on the weekends.
I saw the corn dog one. I didn't know they had cheese curds.
Yeah. It's like corn dog, cheese curds, french fries, things like that.
Corn curds.
Ooh, yeah.
No fried spam. Sorry, John.
Yeah. I got to wait another year for my spam burger.
Or you could just make one on your own.
Well, yeah. I meant State Fair spam burger. Come on, man. Keep up.
It's what's the difference?
Atmosphere.
I suppose. I suppose.
You know, can't eat my fried spam curds or my spam burger in the shadow of the
grandstand
there, even though that's not where they were the first year that they were there. They were over by the 4-H building.
Yep.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know where the spam place is.
It's underneath the walkway, like right by the fried olives.
Yeah.
It used to be by like Machinery Row before, right?
Kind of. I mean, it was pretty far back.
Okay.
It was pretty far back there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they're a Minnesota staple. You got to have them right by the grandstand.
Sure, of course.
But it was fun because there's the spam cart there right outside the grandstand, and then right inside, like literally as you walked into the grandstand, directly from the spam cart, there was the spam booth.
Smart.
So you could, you know, buy, say, t-shirts or socks or, you know, sweatshirts or anything like that that you might want to, or a spam slicer that I would know nothing about.
Oh, Lord. It's just, God, that's such an integral part of, like, Minnesota culture.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, its tagline is literally the Great Minnesota Get-Together.
Yeah, that and the abundance of other people that come into Minnesota specifically for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just North, South Dakota, Iowa people. Like, people come from all over the country to go.
Oh, yeah. I think...
because they know it's the best. And that's not me being biased. It's literally, like...
it's been ranked the best. Yes.
The best.
I was reading something that Texas is, like, for its entire... for the entire run of the state fairs, Texas is bigger. But they also run for, like, twice as long.
Yeah, because it's the... I mean, it's Texas.
Yeah.
But ours is, like,
but per better. Per day, the Minnesota State Fair is bigger.
Yeah, we have more... Like, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not going to even try and
like, average attendance per day.
Per the... like, yeah. Average based on the size. Like, like per capita, we'll say, would be the example.
Right.
Like, based on our size, we have more people at the fair.
Oh, and you can't get your free yardstick from the... natural gas place either.
My dad used to do that every year. I never understood it. He's like, I'm gonna get my foot long hot dog and my yardstick. I was like, who gives a crap about a yardstick?
It's a free yardstick. I was told I couldn't get any more. So
I used to always like to try and reenact the Dumb and Dumber, like, in the suit scene when they're at the wedding and he just hits him the back of the legs with his cane. I would never get away with that, but I always wanted to.
I remember, this is turned into a Minnesota State Fair nostalgia kind of...
well, we're kind of light on movie news this week, just a forewarning for everyone listening. But we do have trivia.
But But no, I was going to say that the first time I remember the first time I tried a deep fried candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Rich.
It was a deep fried Milky Way.
Ooh.
And basically, it was the first year that I had gone there with friends rather than with family, because like it was a tradition in my family to go, or we had started kind of going as a family, and then, you know, one year my friends were like, "Hey, we're going to the state fair. You want to come?" And I was like, "Sure."
So do you go more than once usually, or?
Not nowadays. No, no. It's just the one day a year.
I was gonna say, like, sometimes I'll go twice. But I was going to say, even back in the day, that second time is just never as good as the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Like, when it's been, whatever, a year, and you're finally back, and you're like, all right, let's go. And then you go a couple days later, you're like, all right. Because usually when I go the first time, I spend hours.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 8, 9, 10 hours there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Also, as I've gotten older, it's been just... I don't eat as much. Like, I used to go there and just stuff my face, like, sick.
Mm-hmm.
Now we walk around and look for...
the specific things that you want.
Yeah. And we're always drinking. So we're always, like, drinking beer. So I'm like, all right, well, I don't want to cram too much food in my pie hole if I'm hunting down 6, 7 beers and trying them all.
Right.
Especially if they're, like, really exotic beers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Cotton Candy IPA that I had last year.
Was that in the grandstand?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. I think I saw that one.
Yeah, it was like, I'm not even going to try and remember the place. It was good.
Was it? Oh, I bet it was.
Different, but it was good.
Okay.
Okay. How about if you don't like IPAs?
You might like the blueberry beer. Okay. Or what is it? Yeah, blueberry, was it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
There's a mini donut beer.
Mm-hmm.
God, why are we talking about this? That one's good. We can't even have it this year.
Wait, was it Lifbridge?
The mini donut one?
No, just in general.
The IPA?
Like, all the beers that you're talking about. Was it from one stand or was it from a different location?
They're from different all over the place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There was a s'more one, there was the blueberry one, there was the mini donut one. Like, they were all across the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, the s'more one was over by, closer to Machine Hill, you know, like the wooden, it's like a...
was it the,
It's like the wooden, it's like an actual, like, building, but it's like a wood, it's like made of wood.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's like a log cabin, like
the, wait, the DNR building?
It looks like a log cabin. No, it's like a small, like, food building over by where, like, Devani's usually is. Not Devani's. Green Mill. The the little green mill stand.
Yeah, that's up near
by Machinery the lawnmowers. Hill. By okay. the lawnmowers. My goodness, I can't talk.
Words are hard.
Yeah, it's over there. Yeah, right by Machine Hill.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, anyone who hasn't been to the Minnesota State Fair is like, what in heavens are they talking about?
Yeah, if you're in Minnesota, you've never been, definitely should go next year, hopefully.
Yeah, swing up next year.
if you're outside of Minnesota, check it out. It's pretty fun.
Definitely.
But yeah, I guess let's go ahead and, after 20 minutes... go into...
Hey, there's not, like I said, not much movie news.
The little movie news that we have. I mean, there's not, like Alan was saying, not a lot of movie news coming out, mainly because most everything is still pretty shut down. Alan, you were saying about delays?
Yep, Tenet got pushed back again, and Mulan, as we kind of touched upon at the beginning.
Do we know any dates, or...?
I don't know if Tenet officially got pushed back yet, but they said it's more than likely, which... I mean, with everything going on and, like, well, especially now because California, like, reclosed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge market. They don't want to.
Yeah. I've heard that, like, no new movies are coming out this year into theaters.
Even, like, Black Widow and stuff that's supposed to come out in October and November?
Yeah, like, it might get pushed to 2021.
I don't know if I can. I had literally... Short story. We won't go into too much detail, but we would always play, like, we'd play drinking games, King's Cup categories. I don't know if you guys have played that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we'd come up on is, you know, Never Have I Ever. And one of my go-tos was, never have I ever gone more than a month without seeing a movie in the theaters. That is no longer valid, and I can't do it anymore.
I mean, you could amend it to being gone more than a month to seeing a movie in the theaters...
pre-coronavirus?
While the theaters were open.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah. Okay, so possibly push back. I did hear reports that Tenet has to make, like, it has to make $800 million in order to break even, basically.
Yeesh.
I don't know how factual that is. I just kind of saw it in passing. So, you heard it here first, folks. It's true.
Where did you hear that no movies might be coming out this year?
I saw it on Facebook, but I mean, like, it's not exactly the most, like, creditable source. But I saw, I think it came up on my news feed that said that all movies in 2020 are being pushed back to 2021. But
even, oh man, I hope not. November is pretty far away still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, I guess kind of moving on here. Like I said, very, very slow movie news, and Alan said I should say. We are hearing reports from the director of Constantine that he had spoken, he had been in talks with Keanu Reeves in doing a Constantine sequel.
Cool.
Which I did see something about that, you know, kind of how would people feel about a Constantine sequel with Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's definitely people on both sides where they're like, oh, you know, we definitely need Keanu. He needs to be back in that role. And then there are other people who are like, you know, he did have his turn, but as of right now, there is another person who is playing Constantine right now. And is it Matt Ryan? No. Yeah. Yes. Matt Ryan, who is playing Constantine in basically the DC's television universe. Where he's been on, he played Constantine in the TV show Constantine back in the day.
Yeah.
Before that got canceled, and now they brought him back into the DC television universe, or the Arrowverse, I guess they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Where he is a main character right now on Legends of Tomorrow. And then he also had, or was Constantine in the animated Constantine series.
Okay.
And they're saying they might as well just, you know, he does really well as Constantine, might as well just bring him to the movies as Constantine as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we do want to hear what you think as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you want Keanu. Or you want Matt Ryan, or you have another pick. go ahead and visit us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/moviesarething. We are also on Twitter and Instagram at moviesarething. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. At moviesarething. Let us know what you think. You know, if you would want to see another Keanu Reeves Constantine movie, or if you'd want to see somebody else in the role.
Well, there is a little bit of news.
Yeah.
Pertaining to stars returning to roles.
Okay.
It is rumored that one Hayden Christensen will be back as Anakin in the Obi-Wan Disney Plus series.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll see how that plays out, considering he is, you know, 15 years older than he was the last time we saw him.
When is the Obi-Wan series supposed to take place in the timeline?
I would imagine it would be between, like, between Clone Wars and Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. Okay, so kind of or maybe...
I was thinking it would be that, like, in between from... Episode 3 to episode 4, so like when
so he'd already be Vader one. Then.
But then he'd be Vader.
Oh, that's true.
You need to stop. You're bugging me.
But
talking
yeah,
my cat for anyone that thought I was talking to Travis.
I know that you know if you watch the prequels again, like basically even between episodes 2 and 3, you know all of a sudden they like have this, you know, they go from a Master Padawan kind of relationship to almost this brotherly kind of relationship where you can tell that they kind of went through a war together, you know? And so to see kind of that same, I guess, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, the word I'm looking for here.
Camaraderie.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of that same camaraderie, that same kind of relationship building, I guess, in a TV series would be pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I think it would have to be, yeah, when he'd obviously have to be a little older.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it couldn't be between episode 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because then that wouldn't make sense. I don't know. I guess we'll see when it comes out.
Alrighty.
Just a rumor at this point, so it's nothing...
Nothing solid.
Nah, nothing set in stone.
Okay. There is... I did see another thing about a movie that... Looks like it's starting up filming.
Starting up or starting back up?
First official day.
Oh, okay.
It comes from Mr. Tom Holland's Instagram account.
Ooh, Uncharted.
It is the chair, the backing, you know, the chair backing that says Nate on it.
I'm all for it.
That's going to be awesome.
So, yeah. And then basically his the description on it is just day 1, #Uncharted.
Okay. Have you played those games, John?
I have not.
They're very good.
I really want to. I just never had a chance to buy them and play them. Okay. So, but yeah, it looks like they're starting up filming here, and it's on its way.
Cool. Who is all in the cast again? Because I know it's Tom Holland. He's playing young Nathan Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wonder who's playing Sully. For some reason, I'm thinking Mark Wahlberg.
You are incredibly correct on that.
Ugh. Okay.
Mark Wahlberg is playing Victor Sullivan.
All right.
And Antonio Banderas is in there in an unnamed role on IMDb.
I don't remember the villains all that much.
Well, it's a prequel.
Okay. So it's young Nathan Drake.
Yep. Okay. So Holland is going to be young Nathan Drake, and then... Wahlberg is going to be younger Sully.
Okay, that makes more sense then. All right. I can get behind that then. I still think Nathan Fillion should play adult Nathan Drake if they ever go that route.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Okay. Did you guys have any other movie news that you wanted to talk about?
I do not have anything else.
I can't
else.
Think of anything.
I mean, we were able to scrounge up a few things, but... Alrighty, well, in that case, I do believe that it is time for Mr. Travis over there to take over and have our trivia game start.
Our trivia? Alright. So, it is my turn to host for trivia this week. I have 3 categories. The first one, I call Dynamic Duo, and it is kind of like Movie Plots Explained Badly. But it has a theme to it. It's going to be movies about buddies. So hey. I'll give a description, and you just have to tell me what movie it's from. My second one will be Head of State. I will give you a state, and you have to tell me the popular movie from that state.
Okay.
And then my last one will be Battle of the Bands. I'll give you a band name from a movie, and you have to tell me what movie it's from.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Where are we starting off, Travis?
I'm thinking let's do a number between one and five.
Three.
John gets it. Piss. Spot on. So you can choose the category first.
Let's do Head of State.
Okay. The first one will be Alaska.
Alaska? Mm-hmm. No, the movie Alaska?
It's not Alaska, no.
So it's the most popular movie in that state?
Yes. And it was filmed in there. It was filmed in the state and everything.
I've got an idea. Is it a comedy?
No.
No? Okay, then I don't have an idea.
Were you thinking of Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock?
No, I was thinking of, what's his face? No, I can't even think of his name.
I think we're both going to need a hint.
Yeah.
Okay. It stars Al Pacino.
Were you going to say Robert De Niro?
I was.
Al Pacino.
I had to make sure I got the right one. And Robin Williams. And the director is, has been talked about today, actually, in movie news and things like that.
The director has been talked about?
Mm-hmm. He's got a movie that we talked about in movie news.
That's not helping me.
I mean, the only director that we really talked about... Oh, wait, no, we had two directors that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Did he direct a movie with Robin Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Appreciate it. I might need another hint, man. Not gonna lie.
It centers around sleep. And no, it's not Inception either.
Oh, really? Robin Williams wasn't in that?
Hilary Swank is in it.
I can't even begin to think of the title of the movie.
I'm just gonna throw it out there. I don't even know if Al Pacino was in this one. Bicentennial Man.
No.
No.
Good guess.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly have one no hour idea. Photo.
No.
So good movie, though. I was going to say that, but I'm like, that doesn't have to do with sleep.
No.
Sleep.
Did we get any more hints?
Without giving it away?
Or possibly with giving it away?
Robin Williams is the bad guy in it.
That's what I knew when you said, but I just can't think of the name.
I'm trying to think of all the movies that Robin Williams is the bad guy in. Fern Gully.
No.
No. He's not the bad guy in there, though. So.
Jack. No.
No.
Death to Smoochie.
No.
Toys. Now I'm just naming Robin Williams movies.
Patch Adams.
Came out 2001, 2002.
I honestly am not going to get this.
2001, 2002. Okay. Clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Was it... Are you talking about Nolan or Lawrence?
Nolan.
Okay. Nolan movie from 2001, 2002?
Was it Memento?
No.
I was like, Robin Williams wasn't in that.
I guess I don't know any Nolan movies from then. So what did he do right before Batman? Because it would have been like right before Batman.
He did The Prestige before Batman.
But it's not The Prestige.
It's not The Prestige.
Because that was Colorado.
And he's not, Robin Williams ain't in The Prestige.
No. Neither is Al Pacino.
But
David Bowie is.
What I really should be disappointed with is because I'm Christopher Nolan's my favorite director.
You even started off with a hard one, man.
I know.
I hate when Travis is the host. Excuse me, you're gonna have to bleep between these f-ing ridiculous categories.
Are we giving up on that one?
Are there any other hints you can give us, possibly with giving away the movie?
How many words are in the title? Or is it one?
Just one. The name is a sleep condition.
Oh, insomnia?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I had to think of one.
I was trying to think of like sleep conditions and then
All right, John, it's your board.
Alrighty. How about I'm Not Your Buddy Friend? A dynamic duo.
Okay. So, two best friends will not give into corporate sponsorship, and it's
Wayne's totally World. Excellent.
John got hits.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. John, it's your board again.
Hold on one second. We will not bow to corporate sponsorship.
It's the taste of a generation.
Yep.
It's like people only are in it for the money. This is really sad.
Perfect.
I wasn't quick enough on that one.
Well, let's just go ahead and give it over to Alan. Battle of the Bands, please.
Okay. Marvin Berry and the Starlighters.
So much for giving it up to me.
Back to the Future.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, three woo, zip.
Woo, woo. Let's go back to Head of State.
Okay. Minnesota.
Fargo.
No.
No.
Where Mighty Ducks.
Correct.
Boom!
Oh.
All right.
Alan, damn, I would have guessed board. Fargo. Well, obviously I did.
Yeah.
Hail Mary, that one. Good thing he didn't say Mighty Ducks. That was my backup. I was like, in my head this whole time, I'm like, he gets to Minnesota. I was like, it's Fargo or Mighty Ducks. I was like, it's Fargo or Mighty Ducks.
I didn't even think about
that. I was like, there's no in between. I was like, it's Fargo or Mighty Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Fargo. It's Fargo.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cattywampus because Fargo's whatever. We don't need to get into that debacle.
Again.
Battle of the Bands.
Okay. Steel Dragon.
Oh.
No.
It's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No.
There's Wild Stallions.
Yeah. I was like, what?
No. I had a verb and a noun.
Steel Dragon.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
No.
Is that mine or yours?
That was mine.
Oh. Steel Dragon.
Wayne's World Part 2.
No.
Can we get a hint?
Stars Mark Wahlberg and Jennifer Aniston.
I got nothing.
What year did this come out?
2001.
Man, you with your early 2000s movies.
That's why I'm old. That's because I'm old.
Getting there.
Already there. No.
No, I'm getting there.
Oh, okay. Yes, you are.
Another hint.
So when he was, so he came in at, so he wasn't originally the lead singer. He came out to, Mark Wahlberg came out.
Oh my God. Hold on. Does it start with a W?
No.
I know exactly what the movie is now. Like, I have it pictured in my head. He's in the studio singing. I have the whole scene. I remember the trailer even. Oh my God. Hint.
Hintify me, Captain.
Based on a true story?
No, it is not. It's a fictional story.
Battle of the Bands.
Nice to know.
Because wasn't he like they had a singer and then he came in?
Yep. So then he just up and quits, and then he's like, "Oh, I'm the lead singer because he's so good at sounding like the original guy."
Yeah, that's. I know the movie, but I don't know the name. I know the movie, but I know exactly. Oh my God! I need another hint. I'm so close. I can't give up on this.
If you're in a band and you're popular, what are you usually called?
Rockstar. That's what it is. Yes. Oh God, I remember. I was like everything he's saying. I was like, I remember this movie. I remember even the trailer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Jackal. Oh Lord, that was 2001.
Yep.
Holy crap, I'm old. 3-2.
Where are we going?
4-2.
3-2.
How many? We haven't done another buddy one, have we?
No.
Buddy.
All right.
What's it called?
Dynamic duo.
Yes.
Got it up on my phone. I've got the categories up on my phone.
Oh, I was like, what are you doing over there?
All right, so dynamic duo. All right, so two best friends who are about to leave for college decide to attend a party Super and bad. Have sex. Correct. All right, 3-3. What's your category?
Statesman.
Illinois.
Oh, Breakfast a Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Correct.
Oh.
Booyah.
I was close. I was in the same ballpark.
I didn't even hear what you said.
I said Breakfast Club.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Let's go back to Dynamic Duo.
Okay. Two co-workers go on a road trip to save their jobs, or to help save their jobs.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle?
No.
Harold and Kumar go to Guantanamo Bay?
No. It's no Harold and Kumar movie.
Well, there's only two, I think, so. Or is there a third one?
Well, there's Harold and Kumar Save Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, well, pfft.
Which is good, by the way. But
is it Blues Brothers?
No.
Save their job.
Might need a hint on this one.
Okay. Came out in the early 90s.
Dumb and Dumber?
No.
They didn't have jobs.
No.
They got no food. Got no jobs. Pat's heads are falling off. Early 90s. What year?
Tommy Boy.
Correct.
Oh. Yes! I like that one. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Good.
Battle of Bands.
Sex Ba-Bomb.
Oh, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Correct.
Which, by the way, fantastic movie.
Mm-hmm.
I
think it just hit an anniversary, too.
It might have.
I want to say 10 years.
1 second, please. Almost. 1 month. It'll be 10 years. August 13th, 2010.
Good times.
Right? Wow. Okay. Can we go to head of state?
Wisconsin.
That's somebody's show. Friday the 13th?
No.
Not Field of Dreams, as Iowa.
Signs?
No. It's a comedy.
Tommy Boy?
No.
Well, I mean, you know, Wisconsin is pretty much a joke, so...
Oh, we're gonna get hate mail from all those Packer fans.
They don't know how to use a computer. So.
That is Alan at facebook.com/moviesareathing or Twitter and Instagram at moviesareathing. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. At moviesareathing. CC Alan.
Be sure to include how much how washed up Aaron Rodgers is.
Let's see here.
Wisconsin.
Comedy from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. An ensemble cast.
And I'm not doing good this week.
Rat Race.
All women.
Bridesmaids?
Correct.
Wow.
Wow. I've actually never watched that movie.
Really? Okay. Yeah. It's a good one.
I mean, I've heard good things about it. I've just never had a chance to sit down and watch it.
Is it like 8-3 now?
Or
7-3.
7-3.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty.
Told you last week, John. I was like, I don't know. I was like, Travis picks weird categories.
Battle of the Bands.
The Soggy Bottom Boys.
Oh, Old Brother Where Art Thou?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I'm a Dapper Dan myself.
I've actually seen that movie once, and it was like 17 years ago.
Oh, wow, okay. I haven't seen that one in a while.
Yeah. Which, fun fact, Old Brother Where Art Thou was the first use of computer color grading.
Really? Okay.
Before then, it was all done with, you know, chemicals and stuff to the film.
Mm-hmm.
Old Brother Where Art Thou was done in the computer, you know, using digital tools. And it was the first movie to do so.
Oh, Coen Brothers.
Like, first major motion picture.
Them Coen Brothers, mm-hmm. I tell ya.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't you know.
I think they would agree with us that Wisconsin is a joke. But, can we go to Dynamic Duo?
Okay. One friend helps his other friend after a cancer diagnosis.
Funny People.
No.
After a cancer diagnosis? 50-50?
Correct.
I never saw that movie.
It was a good one.
That was... Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yes.
Seth Rogen?
And Seth Rogen.
And, not Anne Hathaway. Anna Kendrick.
Okay. Yep.
10-3. I'm not having a good week.
Head of state.
Delaware.
Wayne's World.
No.
Indiana Jones.
No. National Treasure.
No.
Dallas Buyers Club.
No.
Might need a hint for this one.
I can't talk about it.
Fight Club?
Random.
Okay. So, yeah, all right. I get it. It's still your board.
Battle of Bands.
Dr.
Bill and Ted.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Oh.
I don't even know this one, so.
Oh. Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No.
Dr. Teeth and the what?
Electric Mayhem.
Electric. Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. It's,
shut up.
Is it the Muppets?
Yes.
Yes!
I never would have gotten that.
The one dude has like the giant, giant teeth, uh-huh. And he's Dr. Teeth. And then the rest of the band is the Electric Mayhem.
Yep. It's your game.
Yeah.
Well, that's a first.
It's a slobber knocker today.
Can we go with head of state?
Okay.
I'm pretty far from okay.
Hawaii.
Oh. Lilo and Stitch.
Correct.
Nice. Nice.
All right.
Johnny Tsunami.
So there's one head of state left.
Let's do it.
Idaho.
I was hoping he was going to say South Dakota, and I was about ready to whip out Dances with Wolves, but... Idaho. Good Burger. I don't
know.
I need a hint.
I don't know. I don't think... I think you really need some chapstick, man.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Correct.
That would be it.
All right, so no more head of state. It's Battle of the Bands and Dynamic Duo.
Travis.
Yeah?
Go make yourself a dang quesadilla. Okay. Dynamic Duo.
All right. A father to be hitches a ride to a stranger. I am.
Due date.
Yes.
Yeah. Finally. It finally happened.
Would you be able to finish that?
If I didn't get that.
All right, to finish it, a father to be hitches a ride with a stranger so he can make it home for his child's birth.
All I did was father to be. I was like, that's due date.
Very nice.
So
very
nice. I have two left in duo, and I have two left in Battle of the Bands.
So it's just for pride for me at this point because I can't catch up.
Basically.
Let's go duo again.
Okay.
Wait, sticking with the same category. What?
Mm-hmm. This Battle of the Bands one hasn't been good to me.
All right. In order to make it home for Thanksgiving, two guys take all forms of transportation.
Oh, planes, trains, and automobiles?
Correct.
Battle of the Bands.
All right, this is the last one.
Wait, I thought you said that there was two more.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's just one more. So this is the last one.
Oh, okay. Ted.
Yeah. No.
He wouldn't put that in there because it's too easy.
Two buds drive to Colorado to bring Samsonite her briefcase.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. Alan got it.
Yep.
But that wasn't Battle of the Bands.
Oh, it wasn't. My bad.
Well, I still got the duo.
There you go.
So I got that.
There you go.
Okay. So we just have the Battle of the Bands. All right.
Yep.
Bill and Ted.
No. The Bard and Bellas.
Pitch Perfect.
Correct.
Acapella.
Mm-hmm. All right, last one. The Weird Sisters.
Oh.
Pitch Perfect.
No.
Oh. Hocus Pocus?
No.
I was just about to say that. I was literally sitting back up to say that.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's not a Disney property.
dang it. The Weird Sisters. I can hear it in my head.
Is it a documentary about the Dixie Chicks?
No. It's a well-known franchise.
We might need another hint other than that.
It's the fourth movie in the series.
You said not a Disney franchise. Shoot. I was going to say Toy Story 4. Because we all know that that's a real movie.
According to you, it's not. You forgot about it.
It's the fourth
movie. Fast and Furious.
No.
Fourth movie in the franchise.
Remember, you didn't even think there was a Toy Story 4 last week.
Yeah.
Air Bud 4.
No.
I think that's a Disney property.
Is it? Oh, yeah. I think
it would be.
I think so.
Not a Disney property.
I need another hint. The Weird Sisters.
Sisters. The Weird Sisters. I said Dixie Chicks earlier. Now yeah. I'm all
discombobulated.
That's another hint. Robert Pattinson is in this movie.
Is it Twilight?
No.
Is it the Twilight franchise?
No.
There's only three. Well, technically,
there's only three. No! Goblet of Fire.
Correct.
I knew I'd... Okay.
Okay, so that was it for the trivia.
Yay.
Alan got 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, I got 6.
And John got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Wow.
So you can keep your belt.
Can't be undefeated all the time.
Yep.
I expect to be defeated.
Don't worry, you'll win next week.
I've lost one before this, so. Yeah. I lost to you once, I think.
I honestly have no idea.
I think I did. I know I had never lost. Like, yeah. I'd lost before, so.
Well.
But I'd never gotten my ass handed to me like today.
I am not going to lie. I fully expected the belt to not go home with me today.
It's going home in absurd fashion.
Although last week I did walk in and I showed my sister the belt. She's like, you know what? I'm really disappointed in you that you did not walk in with it around your waist. I was like, dang it, I should have. But yeah, okay. So next week is my turn to host again.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see which one of you two gets to take home the belt.
I better study up. So I always get my arse handed to me.
I thought I had a good grasp on the... Well, actually, no, I didn't really have any idea about the states ones. The only one I knew for sure was, like, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Iowa. Those are the ones I knew for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Minnesota wasn't even for sure, because I said Fargo first. But I knew it had to be one of the two. Was I right about Dances with Wolves for South Dakota? Or did you
know? I don't remember.
Okay.
I know Iowa's Field of Dreams. It has to be. But...
I mean, nothing else happens in Iowa.
That's true.
Wisconsin sucks.
Sorry, Iowa. If you want to send your hate mail, be sure to send it to John.
I'd rather go to Iowa than Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I always enjoy Wisconsin whenever I go. But I don't watch football, so...
Iowa's enjoy Wisconsin. Okay. Well, I mean, that, thank you, Travis, for hosting today. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That was a fun one. Other than that, we do have one other thing that we wanted to talk about that was brought up during the quiz that we forgot to talk about beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Is that as of recording, yesterday was the 20 year anniversary of X-Men debuting.
And I still remember seeing it in theaters.
Me too.
The only reason that I found out was because Ian McKellen posted a picture, or posted a thing, where he's like, 20 years ago today, there was still a working phone booth in Los Angeles. Wow. And it was him at a phone booth, you know, holding the phone or whatever, with an X-Men billboard behind him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, 20 years ago, We first saw Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, Ian McKellen as Magneto, Patrick Stewart as Professor X.
So think about this. We're as far removed now from the first X-Men as people were from Friday the 13th when the first X-Men movie came out. Because Friday the 13th came out in 1980. And X-Men came out in 2000. Think about that. And remember when you were young? That movie seems so old. You're like, oh, wow, it was forever ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Same distance. Wow. Let's put it in perspective.
Alrighty. So the next thing that we want to do after the trivia here was go into kind of movie recommendations. And I'll actually start out this time. It's actually something that I plan on watching. It's not necessarily a recommendation because I haven't actually seen it yet. It is The Old Guard on Netflix.
I've heard that's good.
It was just released here not too long ago.
I've heard
some amazing things about it. Let me just double check one thing here quick. I saw it had Charlize Theron in it as like the main character. And I actually saw something about the director, Gina Prince Bythewood. Let's see here, what has she directed before? Let's see here. Okay. She directed a movie called Love and Basketball back in 2000. A movie called The Secret Life of Bees. Does that sound familiar to you?
It does, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so she directed that one and wrote it, actually. But I've heard some amazing things about The Old Guard, so I really want to check it out. Basically, the little synopsis that we have is a covert team of immortal mercenaries are suddenly exposed and must now fight to keep their identity a secret just as an unexpected new member is discovered.
Okay.
So, should be pretty interesting, I would think. It's got a 70 Metascore, 6.7 on IMDb. I have no idea for Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
But my plan is to watch it this week. I will let you guys know next week how it is.
Sounds good. All right.
Either of you guys want to go next?
Okay. I will do... So, I bought this Blu-ray because I wanted to watch it and I haven't done it yet. So, I'm planning on watching Bone Tomahawk, which...
Good movie.
Is it? Okay, good. It stars... Isn't it Kurt Russell and Patrick Wilson? Megan Fox, I think.
I do not see her on here. Or I see Matthew Fox.
Matthew Fox. Okay, that's who it was. Okay. But it's a Western, and I think it looks really, really good. I've heard it's good. Alan says it's good, so that's my plan on to watch. So I can actually open it.
It is actually... It gets pretty brutal.
Sweet.
I'll say that.
Okay.
Have you seen it, John?
I have not. It says that it's not rated, even.
Even better. I like gore.
Is that the one that your buddy recommended to you, or lent you, or something?
Yeah, my coworker. That's what it was. Yeah, that's... I was trying to remember. I was like, I watched that because someone told me to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember you talking about it.
Yeah. My coworker at the time, Matt, he recommended it to me.
Okay.
He said he was just... raving about it, and I'm like, all right, I was like, I'll check it out. Yeah, no, it's a good movie.
Cool. All right.
So, fantastic. I'm going to watch a movie that I haven't seen in forever. Because there's no new movies out that I really was like, oh, I gotta watch this. And not a lot of new movies. So, from the TV shows I'm watching, Lucifer, I'm going to watch The Witches. So,
okay.
It's finally on Netflix. I remember this movie from when I was a kid.
Yeah, the one based on the Roald Dahl books. Or the Roald Dahl book, I should say.
Yeah, it turns them into mice.
And that's... is that Angelica Houston?
I believe... Yes, yep. Angelica Houston.
Morticia,
yep.
Take off their skin and they're like hideous. I remember when I was a kid, I was like, oh my God. Shoot the purple lasers out of their fingers. Yeah.
You say it's finally on?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
My buddy, we used to watch it when we were kids, and he Snapchatted it to me. He's like, this is on Netflix. I was like, oh my God. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to jump on that since I watched Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 last week. So.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Very nice.
if I wasn't going to say what I was going to watch, my recommendation was going to be Twister. Because I watched it last week.
Very nice. Alrighty. Well, I believe, unless you guys have anything that you want to throw out there into the worldwide internet, the interwebs interlinked, I think that's going to be a day for us here.
Golf clap.
Thank you for the golf clap. Men at work.
Yes.
Oh, why wasn't that in your duo one? Come on.
That's a good movie, too. Mm-hmm.
Golf clap? Golf clap.
So, Emilio.
In that case, as I've stated once or twice before, go ahead and visit us on Facebook or facebook.com/moviesarething. We are also on Twitter and Instagram at moviesarething. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. At moviesareathing. Go ahead and visit us over there and say hi and do that, you know, one thing that I told you guys to tell us about way back at the beginning that I can't remember. Oh, who you think should be Constantine if they do make another Constantine movie? Would you want to see Keanu Reeves again? Mm-hmm. Travis is saying yes. Or would you want to see, say, Matt Ryan, who's been playing Constantine on the TV shows, or even somebody else take a stab at the role?
And also, please send your hate mail.
Yes, that is CC Allen at Movies Are a Thing.
No pack, no. Screw the Badgers, too.
Nice. Very nice. Alrighty. Well, in that case, I think that it's about that time.
Here it comes.
Cue the outro!
Thank you for listening to Movies Are a Thing.
Come back next week for more movies and tangents with us.
You good?
I'm good. I'm kosher.
But are you dill?
Wow. All right.
Yep. That's where we're going this one.
All right. Good to know.
Okay, that should be good. Hopefully. Okay. I guess.
And then, I forgot what I was going to say. I made sure to enunciate that so you have time to bleep it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'm like, where is it? There it is. Boop.
Did you bring the belt?
You did.
Yeah.
I did. Got it right there. Sorry, Diggs. Didn't mean to startle you.
He's fine.
All the hair is a ding. Really, Diggs?
Nope. All right.
Come back. There we go. Okay, cool. Already.
Underrated.
And hey, Travis.
Yes.
Do you know what Whitney Houston's favorite coordination is?
What?
Hendai. Did you know that Prometheus wasn't really a big fan of the post office?
No, I didn't.
And, yeah, there was a lot of deliveries.
Oh, man. That was
bad. I think we'll end there.